This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started talking on the program yesterday about debt and deficit because this pandemic and the accompanying economic crisis are adding to both, all the rescue packages, right? Big picture, the deficit this year, remember that's the difference between what we take in and what we spend every single year, is about $3.5 trillion. You add up all the deficits going back to forever, and our national debt is a bit more than $26 trillion right now. And one might reasonably ask, how are we financing all that debt?
Treasury bills.
That's economist Ken Rogoff at Harvard. What happens is that the Treasury Department issues Treasury bills and bonds and notes, everything from 30-year bonds down to notes that mature in less than a year.
It goes to the financial markets and it actually holds auctions.
It's not an auction like you might be thinking of. There's no auctioneer or anything. The Treasury Department sets an auction date and gives some details about what it's offering. Last year, there were 322 auctions. Almost $12 trillion in government debt was sold. Bond buyers lending the U.S. government money so it can operate. So how does it all work? Well, let's say the government does a bond issue with a 10-year maturity.
I'm going to pay you $10,000 10 years from now.
People or banks or companies can bid to buy treasuries. Around two-thirds of our national debt is what's known as being held by the public. That's pensions and mutual funds, foreign governments, also the Federal Reserve. All of them own treasuries, helping finance the debt pretty much for one reason.
U.S. debt is probably as safe as it gets. So we have greatly benefited from having a stable economy, stable political system.
That's Deborah Lucas at MIT. There is no real risk of not getting back what you originally bought the bond for, backed as they are by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. For foreign buyers, Japan and China are the biggest foreign holders of U.S. treasuries. For them, there is another reason they want these dollar-denominated bonds.
They're the main medium of exchange all over the world.
The U.S. dollar is the global currency, the reserve currency, it's called, which is what our next explainer ought to probably be when you think about it. But there are two things to remember about how we finance our debt. One, how safe it is to lend the American government money. And number two, how critical it is to have dollars to be able to participate in the global economy. The first part of our debt and deficit explainer is at marketplace.org, as is for those who reached out on Twitter last night to say we were just missing the boat on this whole thing. We've got an explainer on modern monetary theory as well. We did that about a year or so ago.